Infamous Indy presents the Digging Up Dillinger Project, featuring the Texas Crime Travelers and Travis Thompson. I'm your host, Joe Melillo. In the annals of American crime, few figures loom as large as John Dillinger. A mastermind of bank heists, his name became synonymous with brazen robberies and daring escapes. Questions on whether he escaped an FBI ambush and the whereabouts of his buried loot persevere. History offers one account, but there are whispers that tell us many more. Join us as we go digging up Dillinger.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Digging Up Dillinger. We are already at it with Mike, myself, Joe Melillo, Stuart Fillmore, and Todd Hiles. We're here for a relatively shorter version of our podcast. And frankly, this is to drive you over to our YouTube channel. Really, this is, if you want to get really involved in this and you want to get kind of deep, where to go is our YouTube channel. And I believe me, I want you to listen to our podcast because I think it's the best way to get all the information quickly. But the YouTube channel, we have some visual elements that I think are that add to the whole process of what we're doing. And today we're going to, I need to come up with like a theme song, guys, for this, like this like thing that we're doing. But it's like, do show and tell with Mike. That was terrible. But we're going to do a show and tell version of the podcast because I can't even, you can't make it up that we have, you know, John Dillinger's nephew on the show, and literally he's got relics behind him in every episode. And he's got a couple. He's going to pull a couple every once in a while, and he's just going to show and tell us the story about it. So, Mike, we really appreciate you, man, sharing your family heirlooms with us when you have this opportunity to do it. So,
I'm just glad I can. And I have – my mom kept a little bit of everything. So, luckily, plus Uncle Hubert, he had no children. So, when he passed, his widow passed down stuff to me. Since I was closest living male relative,
I mean, you can't make it up in terms of how lucky you are. This brings up the TikTok or not the TikTok. I say that all the time. Diggingupdillinger.com. Go to our shop. if you want a relic for yourself of the show, we have a couple of t-shirts, a mug, and a couple hoodies and sweatshirts and stuff with different sayings and stuff, including "dig 'em up." And the Digging Up Dillinger podcast logo. With that said, Mike, how many items you got tonight? Would you pick out?
I have a gun that was left by John at the home the last time he was there. Well, let's whether do that it was one. Left on purpose or not, and then I have handkerchiefs, and I think one of them was on him when he was killed.
So, all right, let's start with the gun. And you're going to have to go ahead.
This is a little single-shot Derringer, and it's a Colt 22 Derringer. And I don't know if you can you see it?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. It's a single shot. It's a breech load.
That's cool.
And this was left. Hubert said that he didn't know if John left this because he was in a hurry leaving and just left it, or he meant to leave it. So, but it was there. So Hubert got a hold of it, kept it. When Hubert passed away, his widow give it to me. Matter of fact, she gave me any guns that Hubert had that was John's because I was the closest living male relative. So she give it to me. So this is a 22 long rifle Colt single shot Derringer.
Yeah, that's good. We could see it great. I would hold up a little higher, and then give us a nice turn. Like turn. Yeah, let's see down the barrel. That is sweet. So that's a 22 bullet that goes in there.
It's a 22 long rifle, and it's a Colt, which his favorite weapon was a Colt.
Why was his favorite weapon a Colt?
I have no idea why, but that's he liked Colts.
That's interesting. So, I would say also, Mike, that stop pointing it at me, bro.
but it's pretty cool. And I mean, this is something that would be easily in your pant pocket or your jacket. I mean, real easy. I mean, I don't want it stuck in my ear or something. And if he was in a tight spot, needed something to get away, I mean, so, but like Hubert said, he didn't know if he left it on purpose or if he actually was in a hurry leaving and just forgot it.
When?
The last time he was at the house.
Got it.
Mooresville. At the farm. So.
And that was the April trip with the famous pictures out front.
Yeah, that's when they took the pictures.
Stuart, just nod to let us know that you can at least hear us.
So Stuart can't say anything, but we should remind our listeners that last time that he was at the farm was surrounded by FBI agents.
Yeah. But my mother and Dort, her next oldest sister, had walked out in the woods and seen him and come back and told him. And I think John already knew it and just kind of grinned and laughed. And they didn't attempt to try to take him.
Why would he have left in such a hurry that he would have left that gun?
I don't know if he really left in a real hurry or just when he was getting ready to leave and grabbing stuff up, he just kind of forgot it since it was small. I don't know if he had it laying out or if he had it in a drawer, but
so
these are the next.
Well, wait. Before you just pull out the coup de grace here, just one more thing about the gun. So he would have left it. Do me a favor, like put it next to something, right? Pull the gun, like pull it back, like a further away from the camera, and maybe like you put it next to your phone.
I mean it is pretty small.
Yeah. Put it on top of your phone, and then look how small. Yeah, it's smaller than our phone. It would be smaller than our phone. And what kind of phone do you have there? An Apple 15 or what?
Yeah, it's an Apple 15.
That's unbelievable, dude.
But again, it's just one shot. That's it.
It's a single shot.
It's just a single shot. So I you know, that's probably not something you would take into a robbery or anything
that. No, it's just something he probably kept in his pocket in case he got in a tight spot. Maybe he was getting caught by the police or something and needed to escape and pull us out. And like I said, I don't want it shoved in my ear.
Right.
22 long rifle. I don't want to get shot with. But it's pretty cool.
It is. It's really cool. But, you know, I can see that he probably made the judgment that it's just probably something I don't need. I don't need to keep up with. I don't, you know, maybe, you know, probably a more practical explanation is he just didn't have any 22 long ammo, you know, and I think any ammo that they had probably was stolen, you know, because they did raid police stations and armories and stuff.
And it's hard to tell where he came across that.
Yeah. And when you're, you know, I think the main weapons they were carrying were, you know, Thompson submachine guns.
Oh, yeah.
And Colt 911s, you know, both were 45 automatic or 45 ACP. So probably it's more simplified to have, that just one kind of ammo.
Yep.
I'm looking on the internet to see if there's anything even close to similar for sale. Right, like, oh, here's one. A Southern 41 caliber Derringer, but that's a 41 caliber.
Yeah.
So it's a side load. But the point is, I like how small that is. And like, again, like you said, if he's in a lurch, like.
Look, I got it in my hand. You can't even see it.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. It's almost something like a card player or a gambler would have.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just as a. You know, as a last ditch kind of thing.
If you needed to leave the room quickly, you could just pull that out.
It'd be more of a diversion than anything else.
And then not to mention, it kind of reminds me of the gun he escaped with that the wooden gun. Like, you know, he could have made it happen with that. It's called a Butler Derringer caliber 22 shot pistol. I found one at gunauction.com. that I think is really cool. Here, I'll share the screen because I think you guys need to see this too. Where is that? There it is.
We're gonna. I just thought it was pretty cool that.
That's it, man. Yeah.
Yep. Wow. That's it. Pretty close.
Yeah.
I just thought it was pretty cool. It happened to be a Colt because he definitely carried Colt 911 was his weapon of choice.
There's another one that's like a Colt, but so you see that 41 right there? It kind of looks like it as well. Man, and also I wanted to see, like, you know, how much is something like this? How much would that something like this go for? Right, like, where's the?
Well, depending.
$86.
Since it was his, it might go a little higher.
A little higher, yeah. Yeah, you would think so.
Cool. So, wow, Mike, that's awesome. That's definitely, you let me hold that gun once.
That's neat. Yep. Yeah.
I know, Stuart, you probably held that gun, right?
I haven't actually, no.
I did love to see that. Stuart didn't do? All right. I'm winning today. I'm at least winning today on you, Stuart. The next show we have is really cool, I think.
I'm not going to take them out. I'm hoping they'll show all right because they're in plastic. I mean, I'm surely been handled, but I've kept them in plastic for quite a while. But one of them has even got his initials. So these are handkerchiefs. Can you?
Yep. They're coming in.
Yeah, we got it. Yep.
Looks good.
And one of them, there's four of them in this bag. And there's one that's kind of got rust, which I don't think you can see it on there real well because it's not.
Are you showing us the one with rust or no?
No, it's kind of fell down in behind. You'll see.
We'll turn it around.
Let me turn her around.
Turn her around, baby.
It's kind of slid down. I think you can see.
Yeah.
A little
bit. Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. Absolutely.
Pull it up a little bit, Mike.
But.
No, I meant like just lift it in front of the camera higher.
Okay.
Turn it back.
Yep.
Down a little bit there. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. You can see it there in the corner.
So I got a feeling one of these, and I think I even remember Mom saying one of them was on him. Because she, like I said, she got the shirt. She had these. And I think one of these may have been one of them that was on him when he was killed.
Was that?
And you said one of those had Johnny Depp's initials on there?
It's got Johnny Depp's and John's. And oh, by the way, while we're talking about Johnny Depp, I remember my son talked about him sending flowers. Well, he sent flowers, and I think he said like two dozen. He sent 92 white roses to her funeral. Not two dozen. He sent her two different times in the hospital, two dozen white roses. And then he sent her 92 white roses because she was 92. And then he actually sent my wife and me, when we got married, flowers. And when we walked in reception, they come running up and it had this little note and it said JD from JD. And they go, who do you think it's from? I said, well, it's either from John from the grave or Johnny Depp. So take your pick.
Why do you think Johnny Depp was doing that for your mom? Did you think he felt bad for not ever?
I think he would have loved to have met her. He could have. A certain party didn't tell him that she only lived a mile.
Yeah, he was unaware that she only lived a mile.
That she was still alive, and he was under the impression that she wasn't alive, and then he found out later, and so
you think the affinity for your mom was, you know, obviously he was appreciative. I don't know very many people, let alone actors, who feel that way about anybody, like that they just kind of meet on the side. Man, you know, and being a celebrity, there's a lot of pressure, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, for him to do that stuff is a real testament to the kind of guy he is. So
we got pretty lucky. Travis and myself got to go meet him here in Indiana at Nashville, Indiana, and got to go back stage with Jeff Beck and him.
Yep.
And so that was pretty cool. And he actually remembered exactly what my mom, I was interviewed by a newspaper in Danville, Kentucky. They was doing a play on John, and I had a Dillinger shirt on that I'd made up that said Three Generations, the new Dillinger gang. And so they took a picture of that and stuff. And actually, John's right hand, or Johnny Depp's right hand man, contacted through email wanting to buy some of those shirts. And I kind of didn't believe it at first. And my wife goes, "We sold them all." I said, I just blow it off. I said, I can't see Johnny Depp contacting. And then like 2 days later, I got another one and said, "This is Johnny Depp's personal assistant. He would really like to have 10 of those shirts." And so we checked it out. He was who he said he was. So we had some more made up and sent Johnny Depp some. And then
that's awesome, dude. Yeah, yeah. He's the whole Johnny Depp thing is just a true testament to like John Dillinger's like celebrity through history. And I'm glad that Johnny Depp is such a history buff too, because he's like one of us, right? Like he's just a normal guy who really like finds it really interesting and then gets to play these characters. Like, you know, I should be playing Harry Pierpont in all the movies because I look like him.
And I will say,
but he was the crazy one.
I won't say what all he has, but Johnny Depp did buy some items, and one of them was a family piano.
Yeah.
That John's picture was taken when he's a baby sitting on it. So,
that's cool.
And actually the piano plays rather well.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, Mike, do me a favor, go back to the handkerchiefs for a quick sec, because okay, we're going to probably talk about this a little bit longer and then call it a night. I really want to know, I mean, do they all have embroidered?
No. One does have maybe two of them, but the other two are just plain.
I mean, I think they would all have DNA on them. Isn't that the whole point of a handkerchief, to like, you know, wipe your face and your snot and blood?
It could be a very strong possibility.
Here's the other thing too, Mike. You could put him down, bud. Here's my question. My question is more about to you. When you hold this stuff, when you show us this stuff, do you ever get feelings? You ever like have like? Do you have? What do you feel like when you hold? I mean,
sometimes I do, especially when I was younger and mom was still there, and she would talk about it, some of the stuff and some of the other stuff, like the hunting suit that was at Little Bohemia Lodge that he had. When I was young enough, I put it on, walked around in it when it would fit me. And so, but yeah, I mean, some of that stuff was cool. But when I was real young, I just never really thought that much about it. It's just my uncle John.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Yeah.
And I knew what he did, but it was, to me, it was, you know, wasn't no big deal. It's just, that was my uncle John. So
yeah, I think you can understand where I'm coming from. I mean, for me, when I held that Derringer, that Colt Derringer, 22 Derringer, I mean, I was like, dude, I got chills. Like, straight up. Like, it is one of the coolest things that I could have ever been near. It was like, it's like you get transported back in history, right? Like, because he held the same thing, right? Like, so you have to feel what he felt a little bit. So, and you being so connected DNA-wise, you know, I just wonder if you still get those feelings. But you answered the question perfectly, man. I think you do, but you know, it was probably stronger in the beginning, like you said, than it is now.
Yeah, more. And I have a Thompson with the drum clip and stuff, and it's not his, but it's pretty cool that I got a chance to get a hold of one and stuff. And I always think, you know, this was his choice weapon, and that they actually walked in the police station and took them. So. Pretty maybe, cool. I mean, who would ever
worry about you getting the urge a little bit to go use that gun?
Yeah. This is I need awesome. To supplement my income.
guys, anything else for our show and tell session? I mean,
I was just going to throw in that I can't imagine anybody that follows this podcast is probably not aware of this, you know, because we're talking about Johnny Depp. But the reason we're talking about Johnny Depp is because he was in the movie Public Enemies and he played John Dillinger. It was a really well done, you know, big time Hollywood movie, a big budget movie, I think in 2009. So I was just that little bit of background there, and Mike has stayed in contact. And
here's the little holster.
Oh, cool!
Does it have a belt buckle hook on the back?
Yep. It's got a loop that
that's what I mean. Yeah,
a narrow belt would go through. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now whether that was the original one, I have no idea.
Sure. Yeah. But we do know it's the gun because, I mean, that can't be faked. You guys had that. You guys have had that for generations at this point.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, thank you for sharing.
We'll do this again. You know, we could literally do an episode a day for the next 4 years, and I bet you could show us something new every single day. That's how many artifacts
I could bring
you have.
A few things out.
Yep. So we really appreciate it, Mike, and I know the viewers do. So again, this episode was more about, hey, heading over to the YouTube page. This might be a YouTube exclusive at this point, but we really appreciate y'all listening, and we're still on it. We're still pushing, right?
Very much, absolutely.
And the four of us plus you can't forget about Travis. He's working his butt off. He's working on Sunday nights, so sometimes he's not here for our podcast. But we love hearing from y'all. Please like, share, comment, and subscribe. And as we continue, we'll keep bringing you the more stuff that we dig up. Okay.
Exactly. Yep.
All right, Mikey. I'm coming back. I'm coming over to have a Coke and hold that gun. Maybe cool. We should fire it.
And just remember, I do have the kitchen table and John's nightstand or wash stand that they had. That was John's and my mom's, and it was mine when I was young.
God, you have such an Indiana accent. You're saying wash station?
Yep.
Yeah. For those, I'm serious. I'm being from the East Coast. When my mother-in-law started saying washing machine, I was like, what?
Oh yeah.
No. You have so much, Mike. I mean, so I'm gonna come over. Maybe, like I said, I think, can we shoot the gun?
Well, you could shoot it. Yeah.
Let's freaking do it. Let's go. I think we should go to a gun range and shoot the damn thing. I don't know, Stuart. Is that a bad idea?
No, it's a great idea.
Awesome. Let's do it. How dope would that be? That'd be the coolest thing I've ever done.
Yes.
Shooting John Dillinger's Derringer 22. I got 22s downstairs. I'll go get the ammo and let's go.
Yeah.
I'll be at your house in 20 minutes, Mike. All right, everybody.
Should I pour a captain?
Yeah, you already know. You already know, buddy. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. And like always, let's keep digging. The Digging Up Dillinger podcast is produced by Joe Melillo and Grace Hiles. Theme music produced by Eddie Bandis. Follow us on TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. Until next time, keep digging.